Good afternoon, everybody. It's 2:18 p.m. here in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. And I am doing this podcast right from the godown, the old site, the old building where it was once Boom Boom Room, the infamous Boom Boom Room of Kuala Lumpur. This is Viv, and welcome to A Vivid World. This podcast is about design, designing your life, designing graphic design, branding, and everything else in between. Today's topic, we're going to keep this short because I'm trying to do a number of podcasts by the end of the year just to get things going and get the flow of things and get my voice. So today's podcast is about creativity and how it clashes with reality. Or does it? Should it? Would it? Could we make it work? Why I'm doing this smack in the middle of the godown building as it's being built or being revived is because I am the operator of this building once it's ready, up and running. But for now, I'm waiting for it to get ready. And the wait is excruciating because as the days go by and the months go by, I watch it develop into a beautiful space, but at the same time I watch things happen that I don't necessarily agree with. There are many creative minds in this project, and like all creative minds, they don't always see eye to eye, but we have one main goal. At the end of the day, we want this to work, we want this to thrive, we want it to be a creative space, an art space that will make people think, explore, and go beyond themselves. So in this manner, there's the architect, who is, I suppose, head creative, and he will be calling the shots of the building because this is his vision. He's reviving the old building and he's building a new one. The new one is complete his mark, and the old one will have remnants of him. There's the owner, who is happy with that, which is great. Because if there's a clash in those two roles, then that we've got a problem. So the vision is aligned there. And then there's me and the consultant trying to make head and tail of what we are left with in order to sell, to present to the general public, to artists and everybody else. I see this. Sometimes I see this as an obstacle, but I understand that this is a challenge and not necessarily a negative one, it's a good one. It would push me really beyond myself in order to package this place as an amazing art center, art space that will allow all creatives to come, enjoy, and find themselves, find their voice, find their way of doing things at the godown. So I'm wondering if you guys have ever been in such a situation where your hands are tied in the creation of something, but it's going to be left to you to work with. The result is going to be left to you to work with and to make succeed. Is that even English? Let me try and rephrase that. I'm wondering if any one of you have been in a situation where you're part of an amazing project, you're not calling the shots to create it, but you're a really important individual in getting it off the ground, making it work,